Hey, Big Love fam, welcome to Super Freak. This is a high vibe podcast, y'all, exploring all things frequencies, how they govern form, shape our realities, and are the key to living from your full potential. It's non-woo convos about super woo shit, unpacking what I call the science of self, from body and soul literacy to the power of understanding vibration, higher consciousness, quantum physics, and spiritual psych. Let this podcast become a resource for you on your journey to self-mastery. If you're curious and ready to free your mind, unlock the body, and truly become limitless, then you're in the right place. I'm your host, Tally. This is Super Freak, awakening for the next gen. Let's go. All right. Hey, everybody. I am jumping in real quick here to give you a little mini cast on what I have been, let's say, shown about the eclipse. And I'm in the car, I'm on the move. So hopefully you'll be patient with me about the sound. But here's what I have tuned into, and this is what I'm seeing. So there's an intention behind why this particular eclipse is so important. And there's so many layers to it. But in short, it's a simulation from what I can see. And the simulation is this. It is simulating the manipulation of electromagnetism through this eclipse. Because what happens during an eclipse, when it eclipses the moon, is it actually weakens our electromagnetic field. I might be interpreting this a little bit anyway wrong, because I have to basically perceive its information and then I have to translate it. But algorithmically, there's an overlay on the bandwidth, okay, the frequency bandwidth of space and time that is being created energetically outside of the fourth dimension and now also inside of the third dimension. So we've seen this already with manipulation of particles through CERN and things like that. With this particular eclipse over this particular moon, it creates a torsion and souls are exiting and then souls will be coming in. So what I mean by souls coming in is there will be souls that will be dropping the body probably at an accelerated rate after this, which was already kind of foreseen a while ago. I've talked about this. We will be losing a lot of people with this rising of consciousness and the manipulation of our genetic code through vaccines and things like that. And then energies will be coming in. So basically it's like the dark night of our collective soul in a way, just for a moment, because that alignment, again, will weaken the magnetic field enough to create a vortice for things to come in and out. That's why everyone's like, oh, okay, don't go outside. All the new age people are freaking out. And look, whatever you're going to create in your head is what you're going to be able to experience. All right. You are a sovereign and in control of your body, your perspective, how much buy-in you have to things, et cetera. If you're feeling like you want to stay in and nest and make it a ceremony for yourself, mazel, go do that. If you feel like I don't give a shit, Tally, I'm going to go out and enjoy my life, do that, mazel. I like to tune in. I'm like, what is the deal with all this whole nonsense? Like, I know it's not nonsense, but like, what's the deal? Why is it being so pushed? Again, because the powers that be that are inside of organizations like NASA, legacy media, that's creating more propaganda around it, want you to be in a state of fear, because whatever is coming in through this undermining of the electromagnetic field for this period of time is going to take advantage and carry on frequencies of fear and rage and uncertainty and etc. Enter the low vibrational emotion. And then they will have a carrier. Okay, that frequency is now a carrier molecule, if you will, to do out what it's going to do, which is basically try to find energy to sustain itself from the consciousness that it's at. So let's talk about the moon. Moon is essentially a hologram that is light, okay, that works with consciousness. So it holds its own derived consciousness and it works with water and other, I don't even know how to explain this, but other bandwidths of consciousness, other frequencies of consciousness. But it primarily works with soul consciousness, soul energy, feminine energy, things like this. Everyone's always saying, oh, it's the moon. It's very internal. It's all about inside. It's the shadow and all of that stuff. And it's the shadow of men too, but or the shadow of Father Time, the structure. But it is and it isn't. It's basically a soul harvesting cloud. So when you die, you actually move through and you go to the light and you move through the consciousness of the moon, essentially. And this might sound really crazy and far-fetched, and I'm fine with that. I know how this sounds fucking crazy, but that essentially the moon has been idealized as this like beautiful, conscious, whatever. And it, yeah, and kind of no, right? It's part of the illusion. And it's kind of not harvesting souls, but souls move through it. And it's part of the illusion of the reincarnation trap. So they move through there. They get stuck there because they're going to the light. They're going to the light of the moon first before they're going to source. Some people can bypass that based on their level of awareness. So they'll go. The simulation is basically happening through the moon when we die. We go to this place called the Bardo, which is an in-between, or depending on what you believe, if you're a Buddhist or if you're you have Tibetan traditions or whatever you believe, will basically be rendered and created as an AI projection to you when you cross the veil of the fourth dimension, cross the veil of time. And then you will experience everything you've always wanted to experience. You will move through all the questions you've ever had. And then ideally, you don't stay in that light place. You've got to move on beyond it because there's way more out there. That's what reclaiming our sovereignty is. That's what awakening is. That's what we're here to do, is see the illusion for what it is and then not let it change us.
Thanks so much for listening, you guys. Please make sure to leave a review and follow the fun on social media because that's how it works in this world. In the meantime, get your freak on. I'll see you in the next session.